Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. I'm George Henry. In an attempt to curb the amount of plastics going into local and statewide landfills, the Florence Master Recycler Program, along with the Florence United Methodist Church, are organizing another plastics collection event. Collections have been limited to plastic jugs in return for deposit plastics since China decreased their tolerances on what they would allow to come into the country. China was the biggest collector of American plastics, especially on the West Coast. But years of accepting unclean plastics took a toll on that relationship, forcing local collectors to limit what they could accept. The Master Recycler Program expands the acceptable containers to include number 2, number 4, and number 5 plastics. The caveat, they must be pre-sorted, cleaned, dry, stripped of any labeling, and lids removed. Volunteers are needed for this program and can contact Nancy Rhodes. Contact information for Ms. Rhodes will be online adjacent to this story. Contractors were back on site yesterday along the Highway 101 corridor as Revision Florence gets back to work after the holiday break. Alex Hodge Construction, ODOT, and the City of Florence will meet today to get information on where the project is and whether or not the timeline will need to be expanded or whether they are still on schedule to finish the majority of construction by the end of the month. Crews were scheduled to begin debris removal from the staging area on Quinn Street in December. But little progress has been made. The Western Lane Community Foundation is coming to the close of its 2020 grant cycle. Applications for grants are due on January 15th. In 2019, WLCF gave over $78,000 to nonprofits for projects and programs in the areas of education, medicine and science, the arts, and social and civic services. Forms can be found at WLCFonline.org. There is only one day remaining for nominations for the Sayous Law Awards and for Florence First Citizen and Future First Citizen. Deadline for nominating businesses or citizens is tomorrow. Nomination forms can be found at Florence Area Chamber of Commerce's website at florencechamber.com. The award ceremony will be held on February 12th at the Florence Event Center. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020.